At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. It is Live Bet Saturday. Presented by BetMGM. I'm Jonathan Von Tobel. Vinny Maiulo of the South Point Sportsbook is here with us. Vinny, the pressing question that everybody needs to know before we get to the Final Four.
Okay.
What color is my coat?
Your coat?
It's really wrapped up about.
Don't influence the witness. No.
All I was going to say is the perfect person to ask this.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's what's referred to in military terms, NATO black.
It's been great. We'll see you later.
What are you? Somebody going to tell you it's charcoal?
No, I said it was brown.
Brown.
He thinks it's brown.
Well, first of all,
he
you have to remember that I'm sitting here and I'm looking at you, and I've got a locomotive engine light stuck right in my eyeball. So I can't even see you, JV.
No, look at the camera sleeve. Shot. Look at the camera shot. Can I get a one shot again? Like, look at me in the video. That is brown.
It's not brown, man.
It's brown.
Okay, well, then what color is your shirt?
Black.
Okay.
Vinny, right. I'm with you. I was giving him – see, I went the charcoal route where I'm like, maybe it's a really dark charcoal,
yeah.
But it's black on black.
It's definitely a different shade than the –
Well, that's why we went with charcoal, right?
I tried to get
I'm returning
slack.
It.
Yeah, what did they sell – when you bought it, what did they tell you?
Nothing, actually. The lady just asked me if I wanted the JCPenney card, and that was it.
Great. There you go.
All right, okay. Vinny, well, thanks for coming in.
Right. What else you want to know? Don't ask me about your pants.
Well, if there's any debate there, then I really have an eye problem.
That's right.
All right, Final Four. Let's just ask the general question.
Yeah.
What has this been like from a handle standpoint? Because everybody was complaining about the actual matchups, TV ratings. Everybody said nobody would watch. Have you seen a discernible difference in the popularity of these two games with the programs involved?
Actually, pretty good two-way action. In fact, sitting with Chris Andrews in the back, and it just went to six. So that was the first. It's been 5.5. So here at South Point, went to six. By the way, still 105. You're only laying 105 on both of these games. And San Diego State game 2.5 was as high as 3 a couple of days ago, but pretty good two-way action at the 2.5. But you know, guys, I'm not going to sit here and say that certain matchups, particularly in championship games, don't garner more interest because they also get more publicity, right? But the fact is, it's still the Final Four. It's they're These are good these are good stories, right, when you think about it. And I know that some folks have made a comment. Well, you know, it's funny, too, because some of the same people will actually complain about, well, it's all about blue bloods, or now there's no blue bloods. Well, first of all, let's remember this. UConn's a blue blood, okay? If when you look at the fact that this team has won, what, four titles since, like, 1999, all right, I mean, they're a blue blood, all right? Just because they haven't been around for 1,000 years. If you ask Mike Krzyzewski, for instance, yes or no, is UConn a blue blood? I will bet whatever you want that he'll say yes, absolutely, they are.
Okay. San Diego State's a blue blood of the West Coast.
Well,
they not?
There you go. I mean, but there's still good stories, coaches, too, though, right? When you think about the fact, you've got to love the way that these four teams have gotten here. And by the way, still power conferences represented. And let's remember this. In basketball, there are power five. It's not about a power four. There are power four conferences in football. But in basketball, there's a power six conference, and that's the Big East. And UConn vacating the Big East and now coming back to the Big East has made it better, right? Let's face it. So all that said, there are good stories here. You've got a terrific matchup with Miami and UConn. And the other matchup between, as Jonathan mentioned, FAU, San Diego State, which has been a great program, a great build, consistency with the coaching staff, and the fact that it's a very experienced team too, right? There's no one, just because there are no one and duns here. Let's appreciate for what is. And Florida Atlantic's a terrific story. So we've had a great tournament. Is this Final Four going to match up with some of maybe the more recognizable names, if you will, or some of the public teams? I think we're going to be just fine. And when we look back on it, it'll be well bet.
I think it's still a great fun Final Four of these teams we have. So safe to say, UConn, is that the side that you guys are getting the most action on here the past few days?
Right now, I mean today, obviously the fact that Chris moved it from 5.5 to 6 just a little while ago, but I suspect there'll be some Miami money. I mean, look, this team has gotten some support, and they actually got some support on the future book as well. So, look, I think it's going to be and again, don't forget that's the second game, Kelly. So whatever is carrying over to may impact the whether it goes back to 5.5 or remains at 6 or possibly even higher, depending on how folks bet it.
The get even or get even deeper spot. Yep.
By the way, you know, another reason too, guys. I'm not concerned about the handle or anything, is there's a lot of props too. You know, we've got plenty of player props, individual team props, the matchups. Chris put up the exacta, as he often does, or as he always does for the NFL playoffs. So you could bet the outcome that you think is going to occur on Monday night. So which team to beat the other team in the final as well. So, all good. It's the props will help augment the handle for sure.
I think safe to say the past couple Saturdays we've been sitting here, when as soon as a team hits 10 points, we hear a bigger cheer out there than when the game's actually over.
Guys, I'll rehash it. I will tell you this, that in recent years, and we use first to 15 here, it has become, the most popular prop, not just in the NCAA tournament, but during the year. I mean, it's pretty quick gratification too, right? And full disclosure, the bettors have had more success with it than we've had.
Really?
The bettors have had the better, which is fine. Listen, look. People win, you pay them with a smile. By the way, and then they come back with even more halftime action.
As we've talked about, you walk up, you cash it, because that's the low-key part about it is you guys grade them when they hit.
Well, right away. Right, so now they're fresh either in your account or in your pocket, and you're going to definitely be a little – maybe it's an impulse bet at halftime, and that's okay.
Race to 5. Yeah, like $1.40 on a race to 5.
I'm looking at all those too well.
So, Vinny, let's focus real quick. First game, FAU-SDSU.
Yeah.
From an action standpoint, what has driven both this side up and this total down. That's respected money. How have you guys been seeing that coming?
Yeah, well, typically when you see under money, guys, that's more seasoned bettors, right? As we know that, professional bettors will tell you to, you know, there are times when you've got to bet underdogs, or times when you've got to bet unders. You're never just going to be profitable by betting strictly favorites and overs. Now, the good part about an event like this is, while professionals will be attracted to the under, the general public loves to root for points, and so they'll be and those points, those bets will be tied into, you know, multi-leg bets and parlays, right? So, folks, you know, give me Florida Atlantic and over, give me San Diego State and over, that more professional money there. Again, this game did open two. It was as high as three a couple of days ago, and then we did see some Florida Atlantic money. So, but again, overall two-way action in the past 48 hours on this one. But more money though too, actually on the San Diego State money line. It's up a quarter. We did open at -25, and I think that's an accumulation with the way it's been bet. Certainly not just because. I mean, yeah, does it kind of correlate three at $1.50? Yeah, but it hasn't come down because they're still betting it in their parlays as well.
The 131 and a halves we saw earlier, those appear to be gone. I just kind of checked.
Yeah, 30 now.
130 and a half.
Yeah, we're at 131 is the highest I see in town. But yes, most places 130 and a half. Mm-hmm. It looks like. In that game, where do you got? Is there a team you guys are rooting for, Vinny, as far as the futures market, or are you pretty well set with these four teams in the Final Four?
No, I think I think Connecticut got some attention when you look back at it going into the tournament at 20-1, and you know they played well in the Big East tournament, and they were, you know, they had a great start to the season, then they kind of, you know, they hit a little bit of a rough spot, but. The way they played, so they were at 20-1. Miami of Florida, 40-1 going in. But remember this, a year ago, they were 200-1. Mm-hmm. So there was a few tickets out there on them. So I would say, you know, and of course, Florida Atlantic, 100-1 going in. Now, again, these are not teams, by the way, just to complete it, 60-1 on San Diego State. But, you know, it's not just about the futures going into the tournament a couple of weeks back. You've got to consolidate what your future exposure is from the beginning of the season. So nothing really outrageous. Probably Florida Atlantic a bit more, simply because of the price.
Do you guys hang most outstanding player?
No.
Did not.
Did not do what we did. Individual player props. We did team props, point spread props, tied into the game.
Do you have any? So I'll put it this way. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have look ahead lines for our championship game?
Yeah.
How popular are those?
We were talking about those.
Let me get my little cheat sheet here. I mean, obviously, Connecticut is
favorite against everybody.
Against both, right? I think the question is, would Miami be favored against both opponents, or would they be underdogs to
Miami about. I've got them power rated about 2.5 over Florida Atlantic. San Diego State and Miami, I got them close to a pick 'em.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I've got Connecticut probably about, well, they're 6 over or Miami. Let's, now. They'd probably be about 8.
All right. Makes some sense, too, right? We talk about near pick with San Diego State, maybe a market upgrade if they pull the upset over UConn from Miami. So, Vinny, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Good to be with you guys.
Here on Live Bet Saturday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700 is the number. All right, we hit back to the National Football League draft. Ooh, by the way, the New York Mets have tied this thing up. 2-2.
There
top
you
of the
go.
Fourth inning. Let's go. After this game that I bet under already has 11 runs and we're not even through the fourth inning yet, let's do this thing. Hey, got off to a good start. Can't win them all, right? It's baseball season.
Yeah, still got a man on first, two out, top of the fourth there.
We welcome in Russell Brown. Nice enough to give us some time today. NFL draft analyst over at Fantasy Pros at Russ NFL Draft up on Twitter. Russell, we appreciate the time today. So we wanted to start right away with, of course, the thing that everybody is talking about, which is the first overall selection and what the Carolina Panthers are going to do with that selection. And I wanted to go to your first mock draft. Now, this is as of March 20th, according to the byline. So if you've changed this, please let us know. But you had the Carolina Panthers going with Anthony Richardson out of Florida with the first overall selection. Do you still feel that way? And why would that be if it is?
Well, yeah, I think I'm still leaning towards that way. I mean, I know the betting favorite has still been C.J. Stroud. I haven't checked in a couple of days as far as what his betting odds are, you know, maybe potentially on DraftKings or something like that. But, yeah, I'm leaning towards Anthony Richardson. And it's not that I dislike C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, and I did see, you know, obviously all of the staff that was there from the Panthers organization at the Alabama Pro Day, and it all makes a lot of sense. But Anthony Richardson is going to be taking a second visit to Carolina within the coming weeks. And really, it's kind of the calm before the storm, right? We're entering this period, first week of April. We're going to hear a lot of different things, but really the things that start becoming more concrete are really maybe 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. And I think when we get a little bit closer, I think we'll start hearing a little bit more about Anthony Richardson. And there's just so much to like with him, the way he navigates the pocket, the arm strength, the simple flick of the wrist. And when you think about the history of the draft, the last couple of years, the Kansas City Chiefs, they moved up to get Patrick Mahomes years ago. The Buffalo Bills did the same thing with Josh Allen. If those teams wouldn't have swung for the fences like they did, who knows what direction those organizations would be going right now without those quarterbacks. I think it's the same thing here with Carolina Panthers. Who knows what they go with in a couple of weeks at the NFL draft. It could be Bryce Young, could be C.J. Stroud, but personally I think it's going to be Anthony Richardson.
Russell Brown, NFL draft analyst for Fantasy Pros. Thanks for joining us. Just to follow up on that, I caught one of the lines that I caught interesting while you were writing up about Anthony Richardson going number one was that you really thought it would be Richardson or Stroud to the Panthers, and maybe they weren't as interested in Bryce Young. Are you still, do you still feel the same way about that? You really think it's down to those two possibly for Carolina?
No, I mean, I think they're still weighing a lot of their options. I mean, I think it's, you know, certainly down to the three of, okay, of Bryce Young, Richardson, and Stroud. I'd be surprised if it was Will Levis. Again, it could be. There's a lot happening behind closed doors that I don't know. But just kind of the way that I've researched it and kind of dug around a little bit, it seems like Richardson or Stroud. Now, not discrediting Bryce Young by any means. He has done a phenomenal job during the pre-draft process. He's answered a lot of the questions as far as his weight and any frame concerns. We'll see how it withstands in the NFL when he's consistently taking hits on Sunday. But that said, he's done a phenomenal job as well. But again, just looking at the history of Frank Reich with quarterbacks, and I know he hasn't selected all of them over the course of his career, but only having six quarterback starts for anybody under 6 foot four, everybody else is 6 foot four or taller, really speaks wonders to me. Anthony Richardson's the only one that's 6'4". It very much feels like Anthony Richardson when you connect all the dots.
So the other part, and we were just talking about this, the other thing that we always get wrapped up in, I say the collective we, is the quarterbacks overall, and every single one of them. How many quarterbacks do you think go in this first round? Because it seems pretty safe that Will Levis would be the fourth guy. The questions then become, Russell, do people talk themselves into trading back in for a Tanner McKee, for a Hendon Hooker? I'm very much on the side of no, but we've seen a lot of movement in that market recently. What do you make of the thought of maybe five quarterbacks going in the first round?
It's very possible. I'll be curious as we get closer to the draft. What's the over-under for total quarterbacks in the first round? Is it going to be set at 3.5, or is it going to be
set at 4.5, and it's shaded to the under at about -250 or so.
Okay, well, I mean, the betting man in me, I'm just going to take the over just simply because that's the most, you know, biggest bang for your buck there. But that said, it makes a lot of sense to Hendon Hooker going into the back end of the first round. You look at Detroit at 18, Tampa Bay at 19. There's some rumors swirling that both teams are doing research on quarterbacks. I know for a fact that the Detroit Lions have done a lot of digging on Hendon Hooker, specifically at the Senior Bowl, which I was at in Mobile, Alabama. But if they don't end up going that route, Minnesota has been commonly mocked at 23. But what about 22 with Baltimore? Does Baltimore move on from Lamar Jackson? If they do they pivot to somebody like Hendon Hooker at pick 22? If all the quarterbacks that we think are going to go in the top 15, the four quarterbacks, does Hooker fall there to 22? I think it's all very much possible, and you can't rule out any team moving back into the first round somewhere to get a quarterback either. So I think five makes sense. Four is certainty, I think, is a certain number for sure. But I think Hooker can sneak in there for sure.
All right, I'm going to switch positions here over to the cornerback position, actually.
We're allowed to talk about other positions.
I know, right? It's amazing. Christian Gonzalez, though, Russell. Yes. Talk to me a bit about him, because he is, I think, the bet I'm zeroing in on, making here rather soon about the first corner to be selected. Right now he's -190 at DraftKings. And just every respected person I talk to, all the mock drafts, really seems like he's the guy who's kind of solidified that spot over Witherspoon. I know in your mock you had him first as well. Tell me a bit about him, where you think he ends up.
I love the player. I think he's one of the 10 best players in this draft, certainly the best corner in this draft. I like him over Witherspoon to be the first corner selected, because Witherspoon has had an uncertain pre-draft process. He wasn't able to run at the pro day or the combine due to a hamstring injury. And while he's a physical playmaker on the perimeter with how aggressive he is, that is Witherspoon, I don't like lower body injuries. And I know the NFL doesn't either. Once those start flaring up, they kind of continue throughout the course of time. So Gonzalez, there's a lot to like. A fluid lower half. He's able to flip his hips, run in stride with receivers. He shows excellent start and stop ability to compete with receivers on hitches and back shoulder throws. He's got long arms. He's aggressive through the catch point. And you just see the straight line speed, a 4.38 40, a 41.5-inch vertical. He's explosive. He's physical. He fits today's NFL cornerback. And at 6'1", 197, there's so much to like there. I think he can be a shutdown corner on the outside. Any team in the top 10, specifically Detroit, would make a lot of sense for him as a number one corner. I would certainly think a team like Las Vegas or Atlanta could utilize him as well.
The other position we'll go to here, wide receiver, has been an interesting one. Jaxon Smith-Njigba has risen to about a minus 225 favorite to be the first wide receiver selected in this draft. I think in your mock that we were referencing, you have him going number eight and being the first wide receiver selected. So I guess I'll ask you the question of, is the gap between Jaxon Smith-Njigba and the rest of this wide receiver class, be it Zay Flowers, Quentin Johnston, or Jordan Addison, really that large?
No, it's very close. I mean, these guys are like scoops of ice cream, right? Like, it's pick your flavor. Which kind do you want? And I think with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the way that the combine and this pre-draft process has gone for him, it's just gone just a touch better than anybody else. And when you see what he's able to do on the field, he is a shifty receiver that makes defenders miss consistently in the short areas of the field. It's showcased with that three-cone drill of a 6.57 seconds. I know he didn't run the 40 at the combine. Most of the text that I got from scouts in regards to his pro day was that he ran just under a 4.5. One was a 4.49 was what I got. So I think with that, he's got run after the catch ability. He's not a home run hitter, but he's one of those guys that with what he does pre-snap motion, orbit motions, jet motions, he makes a lot of sense. I love the fit to Atlanta. That's why I mocked him there. But I just think with teams like Philly, potentially Chicago, Houston, depending on what the Jets do there with pick 13, the Packers at 15, I think there's just too many teams here in the top 15 that would love to utilize a guy like that in today's game. But it could be very close with a guy like Quentin Johnston. You talk about size, he could very well end up being the first receiver. But at this rate, I just think Jaxon Smith's done too much.
All right, Russell, we got 60 seconds. Jalen Carter, his draft position, 7.5. So it means under, he's a top 7 pick. Over, he's 8th and beyond. Where do you think he lands?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I know Detroit's doing the research. I'm going to say over, though. I think he's going to fall a little bit. Vegas and Atlanta have already said that they've taken him off the board. Chicago's done a lot of research there. I think that potentially could be the spot there at pick number 9. So I'm just going to take over 7.5.
Man, we appreciate the time, as always, and thank you very much. And you know what? It was a great mock draft. I'm looking forward to number 2, sir. Russell Brown, NFL Draft Analyst, Fantasy Pro. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
You all right?
Yeah, just broke Matt Brown's
phone. You broke it? I mean, he's never here, right? He's over at Circa.
Yeah,
so
he's gone. It was coming in handy, though.
All right, putting a little too much weight on it, I think. Do you push on it? What do you do?
No, I don't know. Yeah.
For those who don't know, it's just like a box that's like sideways, yeah. So you can rest your feet on it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
It crumbled, though.
Starting to get a little bit more crowded out there. It's getting closer and closer to tip time
for
the Final Four.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with 24/7 streaming daily best bet emails, including advice, data, and strategy for only $9.99. Our experts are also getting ready for golf's first major of the year at Augusta.
Yeah.
This year's upcoming Masters betting guide will break down every golfer in the field, plus futures bets and matchups. Sign up today. Get full access to VSiN through the NFL draft for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. You know, a smart man, Kelly.
What'd I say?
No. I'm saying, like, as a smart man would be willing to look at the evidence around him when it comes to certain things and admit when they're wrong.
Are we going back to your jacket?
I am willing to admit that maybe this looks a little black.
Did we ever put up a Twitter poll for that?
No, we did not.
Oh, man, that was a missed opportunity.
Sorry.
Just so we could have shoved 99% in your face. There would have been like 3 people out there.
I don't think it would have been 99%.
I don't think it's black. I don't think it is.
I'm willing. Look, I'm willing to change my mind. I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. I'm a bigger man.
Uh-oh, the A's, they're mounting their comeback.
Yeah, but Ramon Laureano's on my fantasy team, so I'm totally down with this. Let's go. Come on. I like it.
Man.
All right, the unprofessional side of me. What are we going to do here?
We're going to update some scores. That's right, what we're going to do, because we got a lot going on, and we are 30 minutes before, well, what?
39.
40 minutes before our first tip.
I think it's like 3:09.
Let's update some scores here. How about baseball? We've got Braves 5-0 lead over the Nationals. That game into the sixth inning. don't cheat on one of our TV. There it is. Yeah, 5-0. We just wrapped up the top of the first. Or no, two outs in the top of the first now. If you want to get in live, 16-1 on the Nats, 8.5, your live total. Giants with a 3-2 lead over the Yankees. That game in the bottom of the fourth inning, one out. Yankees with a man on base. Live numbers, Yankees -105, Giants -125, 10.5, your live total. Rangers 4-3 over the Phillies. Fifth inning there, live numbers currently off the board. Angels 11-1, that game in the fifth, we just covered that. Your Mets on top of the Marlins 3-2. That game in the fifth inning, top of the fifth, Mets -255 live, Marlins +205, 10.5 your live total. I'm going to guess that means, yep, they still got, they are still threatening to score here in the inning.
Yeah, runner on second with no outs.
Yeah,
so
that's why that's -270 on the live line. Orioles 8, Red Sox 5. This game just in the fourth inning. Live line's currently off the board. Rays taking care of business against the Tigers. That is 8-0 in the fourth. Live numbers down. Twins 1-0 over the Royals. Hey, glad we got that that one run in that all first right inning, because it's been five innings of scoreless baseball since. Twins are -335 live, Royals +260. That total down to 4.5. And the Reds with a 3-2 lead over the Pirates in the fifth. Reds -280, Pirates +220. 8.5 your live total.
Yeah, a couple of notes on what we've seen so far, too. Mm-hmm. If you go back to when we were talking about this Baltimore-Boston matchup, right, the thing that I had circled was potentially playing this over. It was not really a believer in Kramer, and we don't know what we're going to get from Chris Sale.
Yeah.
3 innings, 7 earned runs for Chris Sale in this game against Baltimore. So that is, and that speaks to what the potential.
It's not good.
Right.
It's not good.
And that speaks to what the potential issues could be for Boston when you were kind of hanging your hat on the fact that, hey, if we're going to get Chris Sale back, he could be maybe even like 80% of what he once was. It's really going to help our rotation out. And look, it's only one start of a 162 game season. So I'm not saying this is Chris Sale, but it's not obviously what you want to see early on from a guy who you're expecting to be obviously a very big part of your rotation. So that's kind of a big deal. And also, as we look at Philly and Texas too, one of the questions was, again, about kind of the rotation for both of these guys, a very average 5 innings pitch, 3 earned runs, and 6 strikeouts from Nate Eovaldi in this game, and it's 4-3, a high-scoring matchup at that in the bottom of the fifth inning. So,
okay.
But, man, these games are moving, dude. This is great.
I know. It's amazing, right? Okay, so we do have a little bit of time here. I believe we got a couple minutes. I wanted to ask you, okay, just about the
– you actually have 6 minutes and 32 seconds.
That's right. Just some of the rule changes heading into this season. How are you? I know you said earlier in the show about first hour, so it's been a while now. You talked about how you're gonna be treading a little lightly as we head into this season here. Are totals, you think, the thing that's gonna be the toughest to figure out here early on?
I mean, I think to a certain extent, I think so. One of the things, so you see a lot of, and this is not from like smart people, I think the general thought is like, hey, these new rules, over.
Yeah.
You know, I was scrolling through TikTok and found a couple of, you know, MLB TikTok handicappers that were talking about like pounding these overs. Well, coming
you're
into
so much
today.
You're cooler than I am.
Right. Scrolling through TikTok.
I'm just not even on TikTok.
It's only while I'm. Oh. Never mind. But you know what I mean. It's only when I have nothing really going on. And Twitter is the same thing. The thought is, and this is what baseball wants, is a little bit more action, maybe a little more high scoring, that these rules would lend themselves to that. But you're also still in this figuring it out process. So like Adam Burke, who was on here, we talked about, you know, one of the things that potentially could be actually early on, you could actually find maybe some value in betting these games under, because the market and bettors might be overvaluing the rule changes early.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And inflating these to a certain extent, whether it be the odds or the numbers, whatever it is. So that's going to be something to watch. But I also think Adam's good point, too, was at least in terms of some of the rules shifts, all those kind of things, was that guys who are fly ball pitchers or tend to be fly ball pitchers more than ground ball pitchers might be dudes who will have a little bit more success on the fringes in terms of, you know, actual guys out there, because they're not going to be affected by shift rules, things like that. Mm-hmm. Guys who induce ground balls are. And so maybe that is going to be something that doesn't work in dudes who like to induce ground balls quite a bit, as opposed to dudes who just induce fly balls and shift doesn't really matter as much for them. So I think those are things that I've kind of taken to heart and we're going to keep track of early on. But for totals, for me, Kelly, like I've said, I'm somebody who handicaps these starting pitchers so much that, like, I'm still just going to go off some of the prior data, and we'll see if there is, because, you know, I like to keep track of all of these. So I got my spreadsheet already ready to go, like, just to see if I'm missing something, where it is and why it is. But for right now, I'm kind of just keeping with my same process.
And you said earlier, I know you're focusing a lot on first five. Same thing with totals? You're looking for five
for the most
totals?
Part, yes. Like, okay. There's been a couple, like this Angels game. I figured, the, you know, the entirety of the game, I played that full game. But, like, for in little things where I might find certain edges, like, I was wrong, dead wrong. But, like, in terms of the price, I thought it was actually a cheap price on the Mets, so that's why I played full game as opposed to first five.
Okay.
Because I actually did want to bring their bullpen in because McGill was not as consistent. So, but we'll see. I mean, right now they have a 4-2 lead in the, what do we have, the top of the fifth inning. So hopefully they can add to this. But for the most part, like, once the spreadsheet gets filled out and these games go on, there'll be a lot of first fives.
And then as far as props, because Wes brought this up as well. He's kind of trying to focus on props. Do you think there's some value there? Is that some stuff you've been betting at all or not really?
Outside of the yes-nos and the first innings, okay. I like the player props. The one thing that
and
I
mainly
think,
yeses for you in the first inning?
Yeah. That's okay. I tried to lean in that direction, at
Me
least
too.
To try to find those. But I think, at least in terms of player props, I would gear a little bit more toward pitchers than I would with hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Only because, like with pitchers, again, part of my handicap process so much is about the pitchers that I would feel more comfortable looking into some of those markets in terms of betting them. You know, strikeouts over under, walks over under, things like that, total outs.
Plus, as I'm thinking about it, just hitters, you when you have more data to work with over the course of a season, I think those props are easier to bet likely than when you see how they're doing that season versus righties versus lefties, you know, right, different parks, different matchups, maybe these
– Those numbers probably pitchers. Get wildly tight.
Exactly.
As somebody who doesn't – I'm just guessing, assuming, like somebody who doesn't really – but like you said, when there's just a treasure trove of data to go on, where with pitchers – like, yes, like, is there data to go on? Sure. But at the end of the season, we're still talking about for some of these starting pitchers. What are we looking at? 20-ish starts if you've had, like, a full season for a guy, right? So
yeah.
I think that's what when you're looking at it, like, that's I think something that's going to be something that kind of works in the favor. And then you get those – then as we get later in the season, we talk more about, like, those deltas in terms of FIP and ERA and how you can take advantage of those because those are really fun. When you have an ERA that's a lot higher than a fielding independent, that guy might be undervalued and vice versa. Guy might be overvalued if the ERA is much lower than the FIP. So things like that, I like to play on those early. So.
See, and that's where, like, where I'm talking about. I'm looking forward to getting back into betting baseball more because it is such a data-driven betting process to me, and that's where I love, like, I don't have a problem, you know, not doing much at the beginning of the season here. Wait for some of that data really to develop with these teams over a stretch of game, stretch period of time, and then you've got more of that to work off of. I'd rather be in that position as I'm you know, kind of getting back into it here.
Yes, so our, like you said, this Twins game died, but our Mets, I assume you're rooting for me, our Mets,
yeah.
With a 4-2 lead. And this is an interesting result, not only because of the bet that I have, but the way the market moved, right? I laid -120 with the Mets this morning, thinking that it was a cheap price. The market completely flipped that. The Miami Marlins ended up closing as -120 favorites and find themselves down now 4-2 in the middle of the fifth inning. So interesting flip early on, but this is now a two-run lead for the Mets on the road.
Yeah,
that's the other part, too, these ballparks. That's the one thing I got better at is handicapping some of these ballparks. No little things here and there played into the handicap here, but that's the other thing, man.
That part has always been crazy to me, though, in baseball handicapping, right? Where it's like we try to handicap everything on a level playing field. It's not a level playing field when you talk about ballparks being different sizes.
I'll put it this way: like, can you imagine playing? Like, can you imagine going to like handicap the NFL, right? I'm like, hey, they're going to play at Lambeau, but remember,
it's 104-yard field,
right? Yeah, and in the north corner of the end zone, the stands actually jut out, so the right corner is actually cut off by about 90 degrees. Like that, like that would be wild to really think about. But yeah, that's baseball. And also the wind, blah, blah, like, it's ridiculous. That's my favorite part about baseball, too. I just, when you get into the summer months and every day you hear, wind's blowing out of Wrigley, like, all right, cool. Check the baseball bingo card. All right, we'll come back. I have an idea. We didn't get to these. Can we hit our final four trends before the final four begins?
Yeah.
How about that, huh?
Got
some trends to dive into with the final four as we are mere minutes away from the start of FAU and SDSU.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense do remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Man, I was in a zone
great
on that
job,
one, huh?
Man. Great job.
Man, the flow, the cadence. Didn't even stumble. Awesome. Absolutely spectacular.
Can I do an annoying golf update real
sure,
quick?
Right,
Matt Kuchar, what are you doing to me? You're hitting out of a cactus right now. I got an outright bet on the guy, but I've also got a matchup bet with Chris Kirk on the green on 18, 3 under. I got Matt Kuchar 5 under on his round, but now he's going to be hitting out of a cactus on 18. I'm sure this won't get dramatic.
You ever been stuck by a cactus?
No, I haven't, actually.
I have.
How'd that go?
Not as painful. Not comfortable.
Are there like different levels of cacti? I don't even know the cacti.
Yeah, I think,
right? Cacti?
So there's some cactus in, you know, dude, Ortega, if you start hitting us with like some in-depth cactus knowledge, like you did with the catching stuff, I'm going to be amazed. But I think like, there's some cactus that if you get close enough, they essentially shoot their needles at you.
No way.
That's the Choya cactus, also known as the jumping cactus.
I can't do this.
I'm from Arizona.
I was actually first team All-State cacti scientist.
Oh,
so.
You know what? I heard from someone from Arizona yesterday that it was their excuse from being from Arizona that they didn't know that whales didn't have gills and that they breathe.
I mean, that's just that they're stupid.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Too. We are ranked 48 out of 50 states.
It's actually
in
his
Arizona,
mom that he was talking about. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
But cactus they hurt, and that's good job, JVT. Yeah, that's a Choya cactus, and those hurt a lot because they have a barb and a barb inside of it. So
man,
keep your animals away from those.
Do they jump and shoot?
No, it just seems like they jump because they pull
it's
off.
It's a Mario video game.
They're like hiding in the ground and jump out and shoot you.
I like the condescending. Good job with your cactus knowledge, JVT.
Yeah, you know.
I'm blown away by that. I love that you called it. You were like, Ortega, don't jump in here and like embarrass us with your cactus knowledge.
And he had it. He had it. But the cactus, I ran into it, and I only got one needle in me. It didn't hurt that bad.
Okay.
So I'm sure those ones that have the barbs, that like when you're pulling them out, it's like extremely painful.
It's terrible. I had a bet in a golf. I was golfing, and we were like near a cactus. Last hole, me and my dad, I did try to hit it out of a cactus, and yes, I did get. I was wearing pants, thank God, but I did get stuck with Detroit cactus.
Yeah,
but it was.
I could just see Brian's father there being like, "Play it as a lie, play it as a lie." But Dad, it's in a cactus.
When I was young, I fell in like a thorn bush. That stunk.
Yeah, I've done that. That was
brutal. Can I do also, you did an annoying golf update, an odd societal update here. Not the direction you think. So Brandon Crawford went yard, hit a two-run shot in this game against, so it's 3-2 San Francisco on top of New York. He dabbed when he got to home plate. How old is that?
So 2000 late, bro.
Right, yeah. I feel like that was a really dated reference.
That is an interesting
guy. They just showed the slow-mo of the celebration, and I was like, huh, like we're bringing this back? Like, what are we doing?
They probably saw Snapchat.
It was cool when Brandon Crawford first got in the league. So, he's still doing it.
Like, he hit it when he crossed first base, and I was like, wow, that's a really odd way to celebrate.
JVT, what would be your celebration?
All right, so I've thought a lot about this.
Wow.
And because you could go, like, try to be super cool. I feel like I'd go with, like, over-the-top cheesy. So I haven't thought so much about my home run celebration. However, I have settled on a three-point celebration, right? So you know how, like, you have the different things.
Yeah,
you can
the
do
bow
the
and
thing
arrow.
And whatever.
I like the mellow. I like
tell
the
me
mellow.
What you think about this. If I ever hit a big three in an NBA game, it could happen. I would run down the court and put threes up like ears, like a wolf, and howl at the moon.
Okay, that would definitely be legend. New. That would definitely be
especially
new.
If you're like for the Minnesota Timberwolves, just like, that.
I would go over to someone sitting courtside and just grab the cocktail out of their hand and take a sip and look at the camera real quick, then put it back.
Okay.
Run back.
I feel like that'd be not legal. Well, I don't know. I guess. I don't know. I don't know the rules of the CBA. Maybe you can. But yeah, mine would be the wolf ear celebration.
Miss this putt, Kirk. Miss it.
Right. That was sick. I love that, JVT. Right. I'm glad you had it ready to go. I like
it. He had clearly thought about it. There's no doubt about it. Even in the rundown.
I think about this somewhat in the times where I'm scrolling through TikTok, you know? Yeah. Those are the times.
Well, I think it goes on there.
I have an epiphany at those times. And a poopany. All right, in the final four round, outright winning teams own a record of 34-6-2 against the spread since 2001. As we hit our NBA Final Four trends.
Okay.
So I'll hit that again for you. In the Final Four round, outright winning teams own a record of 34-6-2 against the spread since 2001. Although more recently, Gonzaga did beat UCLA in a 2021 Classic without covering. Now, with this first trend, because here's the goal for these. I don't want to just spit these out and be like, go, bet them to your heart's content.
Yes.
Want to figure out why.
Yep.
I think there's a very simple explanation behind this trend.
Okay. I'll get to you in a sec. My one would be with this one of, look, I think this is a good indication of how you should usually bet in a lot of sports. It's lay the points, and you don't need to – that's how often the spread actually comes into play.
Well, right. And here, the Final Four, newsflash, these teams are generally pretty tightly rated because they're all pretty good at this point. So let's take, for example, SDSU and FAU, especially when that number opened up. It was 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, if one of those teams is winning,
they're
going to
cover the spread. Yeah.
Right. So, generally, more often than not, teams are going to win and cover because those spreads are pretty tight. So, now you find yourself in a scenario where UConn and Miami, that's pretty lopsided spread for a Final Four game, right? We're talking about a 6-point spread. Maybe that's in danger of UConn maybe winning but not covering. And I think the market has responded as such. But I think that one's pretty simple. These are Final Four games. These games are pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
These teams are tightly rated. Thus, more often than not, you're going to get some pretty tight spreads.
Yep. No, I think this is a great exercise to go to because trends, look, they can be, for the most part, I always try to tell people use them for entertainment purposes, right? Or sometimes it can be a nice, warm, comfy feeling about your bet of like, oh, this also applies, but it shouldn't be the basis for your handicapping for a bet, right? But some of these are good to go through because I think one of my biggest things I always tell people with trends, think it through, right? Is there a reason that why you're seeing this? And you just played out the reason of why are you seeing this more often at the round that you're in?
Exactly. Final four favorites of 5 points or more. So that would be UConn here.
Yep.
On a solid surge of 18-3 straight up, shocking, the team favored by 5 points or more actually has a really high straight-up win percentage. And 12-8-1 against the spread over the last 23 years.
So same type of thing here, right? Like you're insinuating. Okay, if you're that big of a favorite, you're probably going to win more times than not. That makes it 18-3 straight up. Now 12-8-1 ATS, well, what does that mean? Okay, we're also, like you kind of talked about in the last one, you usually got pretty good teams if you're making to the Final Four and you're catching 6 points or more. Then that ATS number, there's no surprise it's going to be a little bit more a little closer to 500. Mm-hmm.
Also, I think when you look at this as well, we talk about this in the early rounds a little bit more, but when you have a team that pulls off, this is more specifically for the double-digit upset, right?
Yeah.
But the teams that pulled off the double-digit upset the round prior, had, I think they were 5-15 against the spread in the next round, because generally you pull off the upset, you're still a bad team, you're going to get smoked in the next round. Market still believes you a little too much, yada, yada, yada. In this point, again, Final Four favorites of 5 or more points, that's insinuating some sort of Cinderella-esque run to a Final Four, mm-hmm. where a lower power-rated team is here, thus Miami, right? And you're probably not going to win that game because you're playing above your skis a little bit. And on top of that, you know, 12-8-1 against the spread, 60% sounds good. Again, one loss there in another direction, and you're not really hitting at that clip, so that's not really a big deal. But yeah, I think it just tells you that there's probably a gap there, and obviously that's represented by the sample, or excuse me, by the point spread.
And really, in a lot of these, and especially with the next one we're about to get to, a lot of these just sample size, right? You got to keep that in mind.
Oh, this one's my favorite.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
You want to know why this is my favorite? Because this one doesn't have any context, really. Right. The last 5 Final Four games that didn't feature a number one or a number two seed have all gone to the better seeded team, both straight up and against the spread. The last how many? 5.
Yeah, the last 5. So, that, 5. I mean, the sample size on that is that when you're talking about trends with that small of a sample size, you really can't take anything away from it. And look, this is – how many times have we talked about – we've been talking about this over the past, like, 2 weeks. How many Final Fours have we seen without number one and number two seed? Like, this is very specific teams at different times through the history of college basketball. This is one where – Where I think the first two you can learn some things from, right? Like, as we've tried to talk our way through these, this one, throw out the window. There's nothing you can learn from this besides maybe if you want to tell your friends over a beer tonight.
How about this one, baby? ACC teams have been most successful in the Final Four round, 11-5 straight up, 10-6 against the spread since 2001. That includes 8-2 straight up, 6-4 against the spread when favored. That doesn't matter. Maybe until next round when the Hurricanes pull it off.
Okay, so perfect one here real quick. You always got to think about these things. Who plays in the ACC? Well, teams like Duke and North Carolina are usually two of the better teams in the entire country. There's no surprise that the ACC is usually going to have one of the better records in college basketball.
There's also no surprise that we're in our 4th hour because time flies when you're having fun, baby. Woo! We'll catch you back as we get you ready for tip-off in the Final Four.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.